This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Given the lay of the political land in Washington, things are pretty well lined up for some major policy changes in this economy. Changes that, if the past 5 weeks are any guide, will not be entirely predictable, which regular listeners to this program will know is making corporate America crazy. Businesses are trying to prepare their bottom lines for whatever may come. CEOs are reading Art of the Deal. Others are hiring consultants who can war game for them. And plenty of them are hitting the pavement on Capitol Hill. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that story.
Vincent Lewis is chairman of a company called Logos at Work.
It's a printing and promotions company.
So they would make uniforms or shirts with your company's logo on it.
My wife is now the CEO.
He also happens to teach entrepreneurship at the University of Dayton.
We're entering a period that we really haven't been in before, right? Because it's kind of this combination of what you would call a traditional Republican growth agenda, but it's combined with this very non-traditional tariff protection type of approach.
Many industries in the U.S. currently face the possibility of major policy changes, from tax reform to healthcare reform to trade policy, that are both far-reaching and seriously unpredictable. Depending on the industry, tax cuts could be a blessing, while tariffs and border taxes could be devastating.
That really has a lot of business owners kind of scratching their head about what to do.
It's an uncertain time, and uncertainty drives CEOs crazy.
Matt Priest is president of the Footwear Distributors and Retailers of America. He says, like many businesses, his members are just trying to get the basic facts about how trade barriers and tax cuts, whatever they might be, would affect them.
A number of our members have engaged with their outside accounting firms to kind of ascertain the impact.
Jim O'Brien is a vice chair at Albright Stonebridge Group, a global strategy firm. He has gotten a lot of calls.
A lot of scenario planning about how they can adjust their investments in other countries. Other companies are trying to understand the effect of imports and exports.
That's a question Beth Pride has been getting a lot. She's president of consulting firm BPE Global.
We've seen everything from medical device companies, high-tech companies.
So she ended up developing a tool for them.
So it's a simple calculator.
It crunches a company's import data and applies different tariff scenarios to figure out the effect on the bottom line.
Here, I'll give you an example. This is an importer. Their average duty rate in 2016 was 0.48%. If we look at the statements that have been made as president, let's build the Mexican wall and have Mexico pay for it. Their increase in duties is 944%. They'll be paying $2 million additional in duties.
That result, she says, has been pretty typical. Many retailers say changes to the corporate income tax wouldn't even come close to making up for a border tax.
One person started crying. I mean, it's overwhelming.
Moving supply chains around or even back to the U.S. is not so easy. David Whiston is equity strategist with Morningstar and covers the automotive industry.
You don't just immediately start moving pickup truck production from Mexico to the United States. You know, the next day, it could take years to retool a plant. It takes a ton of money, too.
While different companies have different outlooks, most all have one thing in common. They want to be heard in Washington. Again, Jim O'Brien with the Albright Stonebridge Group.
What we see from some of our clients is that they're beefing up their presence in Washington. So I think the Trump administration has been very good for the firms that do lobbying.
So until more information is known about what the Trump administration will end up doing, when it will do it, and what order it will do it in, businesses are left to mull over the possibilities.
Companies are dealing with uncertainty. It's like they're standing on a beach and looking at a tsunami kind of coming their way, and they don't know any steps they can take.
Will it be a wave they can ride, or do they need to run for higher ground? In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.